Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so do head over there and enjoy those on us. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And again, we invite you to the phones at 800-259-9231. WikiLeaks. Just the situation continues to get worse. And what I mean is for the folks over at WikiLeaks, with the government people really making this apparently their full focus. This is a major threat to their legitimacy, the WikiLeaks, that is, the information that they've been releasing publicly, which, in case you've been living under a rock or just tuning in here, after you've gotten out of your rock or underneath your rock, Julian Assange, the man behind WikiLeaks, the founder of WikiLeaks, has been targeted by the U.S. federal government and other governments around the world because he has released in the past many damning documents and videos, including helicopter footage from Iraq or Afghanistan, where
was it Iraq?
Where people were being slaughtered, innocent, unarmed people were being slaughtered by the members of the military. They made a splash earlier this year when that happened, and then just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, or I think, I guess it was about a week ago, they released the 250,000 diplomatic cables from spanning decades with all kinds of information, some a little salacious, some, you know, downright damning towards what the government has been doing.
Just want to inject one point there. They've released a fraction of the total of 250,000 cables.
Oh, really?
And they're still, every day, if you go there, you can look on the WikiLeaks page and see the latest batch that they've gone through and
sanitized.
Oh,
I didn't know that. I thought they just released them all at
No,
all at once.
In fact, they're just making their way through it. And the latest one that made the news was Hillary Clinton sending out a request to all the embassies around the world to identify key infrastructure that, if it were destroyed, it might disrupt things in U.S. related to food supplies, related to you know, oil and gas pipelines, anything critical infrastructure that the U.S. depends on.
And we also know that Julian Assange has a secret file that has been released. It's encrypted. It's his insurance policy file. It's, what, a couple gigabytes large or something like that? It's got
a terabyte.
A terabyte?
I think it's over a terabyte, I believe.
It's, who knows what's inside there? Only he and maybe a few of his close associates know. And when it is that the code will be released for this particular file, I don't know. I don't know if it's upon his assassination or upon his arrest. If it's upon his arrest...
It's not.
No?
Yeah, I saw an update about that. They are not going to release the key just because he's arrested. I think it would be probably assassination or something worse if he disappears, maybe.
Right, right. Because being arrested doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to get away at some point through bail, although I've heard there's no bail.
Yeah, they've denied him bail. And this whole thing came about over these rape charges out of Sweden. And the story behind that is he had sex with two women, and one of them wanted him to use a condom. He didn't, and they still agreed, and they threw a party for him that night. They threw a party for him the next night, hung out with him again, and then now these are the same two women claiming rape.
And the word is...
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be all based on condoms and, you know, maybe... I don't know. I mean, it seems dirty to me to suggest that maybe you have a condom on and you... you know, when you don't. I mean, that's tricky, but I don't think that's rape.
Sam, you've been apparently misinformed. It's not a terabyte. It's 1.4 gigabytes.
It is. Okay.
The file.
Okay.
There's a little bit of information here from the folks over at PrisonPlanet.com, where WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's arrest over the dubious rape and molestation claims of two Swedish women is likely a political stunt after it was revealed that one of the women has connections to the CIA and is a militant feminist who published a guide on how to get revenge on men and make them suffer. The 39-year-old Australian was detained by Scotland Yard officers at around 9:30 in the morning after he voluntarily went to a police station in central London. Assange is attempting to clear his name of spurious rape charges that appear to be a part of a contrived
That's
ploy.
Not going to work. I'm sorry to say that...
What's not going to work?
It's clearing his name. They are going to go after him and take this all the way to trial and try to smear him as best they can. I mean, the best they can do at this point is smear him. They can't get him on espionage charges or anything like that. He doesn't fit any of this stuff.
I think they're trying to get him on some kind of banking charge. finance
which
thing.
Which is another thing that I want to talk about tonight is how they the government folks have shut down his bank and what has happened to the bank as a result of that.
And it goes beyond this. There were a couple stories I had in the prep pile for the Sunday show that we did. One of them is the State Department is warning the students at Columbia University to not talk about WikiLeaks if you expect to ever get a job at the
State Department. Yeah. Yep. And they're threatening the soldiers as well.
Exactly. Cutting off their internet access or warning them if you look at anything, it's illegal. It's like they're trying to put the genie back in the bottle.
Doesn't work.
And at the same time, this is really almost the new 9/11 for the internet. I mean, you've got senators calling for his assassination. You've got the FCC now coming out saying we're going to have to regulate the internet.
Well, they're saying he's a terrorist.
Well, you know, the funny thing is this, WikiLeaks offered the United States government the opportunity to scrub this material beforehand. The United States government...
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They turned it down. They said, delete it all.
Mm.
That was their answer. Their answer was, get rid of it. You may not produce this. And, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. WikiLeaks is just a press organization. I mean, if you think that...
Terrorists, Mark. They're terrorists.
Well, if you think that's the case, then turn this around. What if Fox News revealed a bunch of information that they got from the Russian government? Would they be terrorists?
Well, no. Then that's protected First Amendment speech.
Right. It's protected First Amendment speech when it doesn't have to do with the United States.
Yeah.
The people that think that Julian Assange is a terrorist are caught in the paradigm that they believe anything the United States government does is good because the United States is good because God bless America. It's as good as Jesus and apple pie and baseball and all that stuff. I mean, they're not... The critical thinking has... Something's gotten caught in the wheels there. Their critical thinking is, you know, gotten smashed up.
Yeah, it's really just the whole situation. There's so much to discuss. I mean, we've just touched on a number of the headlines here, and it's just absolutely amazing what is happening. And now, of course, Julian Assange in the custody of the police. So again, he was detained attempting to clear his name of the rape charges. The rape charges, which were virtually laughed out of court by the original prosecutor, center around Assange's refusal to wear a condom during sex. The two women who Assange had sex with on back-to-back nights in August while he was visiting Sweden both sent SMS messages and tweets boasting of their conquests following the alleged rapes, according to Raw Story. Strange behavior for people who subsequently claimed that they were victims of molestation. Now, of course, molestation is completely different from rape. I don't know why they're using it interchangeably in this particular story. But, Raw Story has some other coverage we'll get to in a moment about what happened to their bank. At least as the Sydney's Herald Asher Moses tells it, there's not much in the stories about forced sex or molestation or politically driven hit jobs. Mostly it's about two Julian Assange fans annoyed that the rock star WikiLeaks founder charmed their pants off and then bolted. Indeed, one of the alleged victims, Anna Arden, threw a party at her frat. Or flat, rather, in honor of Assange after he had supposedly raped her, according to Assange's lawyer, James Caitlin. So, to call this a rape, I think, is an insult to anybody that's been raped. Rape is, you know, when you don't want to do something sexual and it is forced upon you, usually involving intercourse, from my understanding.
This is like the girl that gets on the tour bus with the band that's on tour, has sex with them, and then if they don't marry them, I was abused.
Right, now she's been taken advantage of. So the exact contents of the mobile phone texts are not yet known, but their bragging and exculpatory character has been confirmed by the Swedish prosecutors. Neither of the women's texts complain of rape, according to Assange's attorney. Despite their initial celebration of consorting with Assange, the women later went to a police station and claimed Assange had sexually molested them. It's now emerged that Anna Arden is a militant feminist who views even consensual sex as tantamount to rape and has published blogs encouraging women to seek revenge on their ex-lovers by making them suffer. She has also been strongly linked with the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and may have ties to the U.S.-financed anti-Castro and anti-communist groups, according to Counterpunch. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. And indeed, they actually link to her blog here. And the Google translation of it where she talks about revenge. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. More on WikiLeaks in moments.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. The archives, they're going back all the way as late as, all the way back to late 2006. Just go to freetalklive.com. It's right there on the front page of the website, the last 7 days worth, and then click into the archive section to go way back. All of it free and brought to you by Host Gator.
HostGator, they've got free domain transfers, free file transfers, free database transfers, free script transfers. They've got 24/7 technical support, free site builders with a demo, an easy control panel to use, unlimited disk space and unlimited bandwidth. And if you use the website, the portal that we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free of web hosting. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Another couple of corrections here. One correction to what was stated earlier regarding Julian Assange. They, according to Syfy, one of my producers here online, Sam, they have released all of the cables to news agencies and are slowly releasing the cables on their, I guess their website or Facebook or whatever it was.
So they're not released. I mean, news agencies have them, but they're not released.
Right. So, but they're semi-released, in that some people have the full shebang, and
right.
the rest of us don't.
They gave them advance notice of all of the everything that they had.
Well, they even had access. They were scrubbing them because
exactly.
Couldn't do this. It would have taken one person 70 years to scrub this information. There's a lot of stuff there. Well, actually, one person 70 years to read it, not let alone scrub it. So they needed organizations with a big pool of people.
So we're giving you the latest here on what's gone down, where Julian Assange has been arrested as he was attempting to clear his name. He, in these supposed rape charges, he was arrested during that process, and who knows where this is going to go from here. I would imagine the U.S. government people really want to get him in their possession, and then he'll be lucky to see the light of day ever again, because the way they're talking about this man is as though he is the gravest threat, the gravest criminal threat to the U.S. government that there could possibly ever be. And, you know, maybe to some extent he is the gravest threat that that they've ever had, in that information is a heck of a lot more dangerous to the government than some mad bomber. This is significantly...
It's not really dangerous to the government. The government's path is dangerous to the government. Do you understand?
No,
like, if they got
saying,
their butts out of Afghanistan and all these other countries they're in, they wouldn't have the exposure that they have.
Right,
but they've got
the
exposure because of what they're doing. It's dangerous to the path that they're on. If the government wanted to protect themselves, they could do that. They could change the course of the future by, you know, acting civilly and morally.
No, I see where you're coming from, Mark. I'm just saying, from their perspective, he's a grave threat, because he's not a threat in that he's a physical danger to the government, in that they're going to have a building blown up or some of their personnel be shot. He's a danger in that his website, WikiLeaks, has contributed to a significant, what I would suggest is a significant loss of legitimacy. And as has been pointed out a number of times on this program and deserves to be pointed out again and again, that's really all the government has to shield its violence. The government is a group of men and women that use the threat of violence and actual violence, aggression, against peaceful people in order to get them to do what they want them to, or to not do what they don't want them to do, and to extract money and obedience from them in order to take that money and lavish it on their friends and punish their enemies with it. I mean, that's what government is, but they have this aura of legitimacy that they've very painstakingly created over the last several, couple hundred years, at least for this government. All governments of all time obviously go back a lot farther, but they've been doing a really good job of, I mean, government normally sucks at what it does, but they've done a pretty good job of brainwashing the American people into believing that government is somehow something other than what I was just describing, a, gang of men and women forcing their way upon others. And any time that legitimacy is threatened, then they're significantly going to feel the heat, and that's what they're feeling when it comes to WikiLeaks. I mean, we threaten their legitimacy every night here on Free Talk Live, but we don't have the, we don't have the scope, we don't have the attention that Julian Assange has. I mean, we reveal the government for what it truly is, and Assange isn't even really necessarily doing that. He's just showing people some of the truth.
He's just telling the truth, yeah.
Right, he's showing them some information about what the government has been doing, and they can't handle it. They don't know what to do. All they can do is to do what they always do, which is to lash out in violence at the people that they believe are causing them the problems. And you're right, Mark. It's they who are causing their own problems. That's a true statement. But from their perspective, Julian Assange has peed in the pool, so to speak. And so they're going to do whatever they can to go after him. We'll keep you informed as to the details as the case continues to develop. But there's another... There's another interesting case that the Raw story is reporting on. there was a news blurb about how the bank, one of the banks that WikiLeaks has been dealing with, has had its, I guess they've frozen the account for WikiLeaks on the at the behest of the some government. I'm not sure if it's the U.S. or the Swiss government. But there's been an interesting response, and I'm wondering what you guys think about this, and you, the listener, as well, at 800-259-9231. A group of internet activists calling themselves Operation Payback have taken credit for shutting down the website of a bank that earlier Monday froze funds belonging to WikiLeaks. Announcing its successful hack on a Twitter account, the group declared, "We will fire at anyone that tries to censor WikiLeaks." Earlier in the day, Swiss bank Post Finance issued a statement announcing it had frozen 31,000 euros, which is about 41,000 U.S., in an account set up as a legal defense fund for the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The bank said it had frozen the account because, in opening it, Assange had claimed residency in Geneva. The bank said Assange cannot provide proof of residence in Switzerland and thus does not meet the criteria for a customer relationship with Post Finance. Of course, they didn't check that before he opened the account.
And why is it that that entitles them to keep his money rather than return it?
To cut him a check.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we can't deal with you. Here you go.
Yeah.
As of Monday evening, the Post Finance website was unavailable. Operation Payback also promised a hack attack on PayPal, the online payment service that last week cut off WikiLeaks, denying the group a major tool for collecting donations from supporters. With the financial noose tightening around WikiLeaks, even as a legal one tightens around its founder's neck, Operation Payback has effectively declared war on the organizations working to hobble WikiLeaks. The group says in a video posted to YouTube, "In these modern times, internet access is fast becoming a basic human right. Just like any other basic human right, we believe it is wrong to infringe upon it." Well, I may not agree with that particular viewpoint, because you don't have a right to a service or a product that's provided by other human beings. You have the right to negotiate to purchase that service or product, but you don't have the right to it. So I disagree with that point, but I think it's very interesting. The question here is, I've advocated before or suggested before on this show that I don't have a problem with monkey wrenching when it comes to the government. Like, I got a problem with violence. I don't like the idea of using violence against the government people. I don't like the idea of causing them personal harm or destruction of their personal property or anything like that. But I don't have the problem with monkey wrenching the government. So, like, if somebody hacks into a government computer system and shuts down, you know, the Department of Defense, no big deal. I think that's great news. But what about the corporations who were essentially given protection by the government in that they're corporations? That's what corporations are. They're government constructs enabled to protect the businessmen from liability. What about corporations who are just basically the lackeys for the government? What about the corporations who are doing the government's bidding? Is it a violation somehow to shut down their website like these folks did? I don't know. What do you think?
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new ofthefield.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the free foragers forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. Joining me tonight, it's Ian.
Sam.
And Mark.
Sam's here, courtesy of ObscuredTruth.com. You can go there and watch some of his video work that he's been producing over the last few years. Running Ideas of Freedom. Good stuff. ObscuredTruth.com. 800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, I want to invite you to our website as well. We've got a wiki there that probably not as popular as WikiLeaks, but it is a wiki.
Not.
And you can edit virtually anything that you see. It's 2,000 pages that have been created by listeners like you, and we keep our hands off of it. You get to write and put there what you want to put there. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and edit whatever you want.
So how soon do you want to start teaching the child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live. With the coupon code FTL, an island called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, I want to come back to this discussion about the bank here in a moment and get your guys' opinions on this. There's been an interesting detail revealed about this particular bank that had its website hacked by some of the supporters of WikiLeaks after they froze the WikiLeaks bank account. We'll come back to that discussion. You, of course, can call in and bring up what you want. Mac is with us in Georgia. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
How's it going? How's
it going, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's on your mind today?
I was actually sitting up at the local bus station, and while I was sitting up here, about 20 cops rolled up from the TSA, Homeland Security, Federal Protective Services. Even had a couple of local cops up here. Searching people's bags as they got them off the bus.
Now, what kind of bus are we talking about? Is it Greyhound, or are we talking about, like,
Greyhound.
The city bus? Greyhound. Yeah, that's the Viper team.
So when they got off the bus, they were searching their bags?
Yeah, Magic, I'm looking at, two unmarked towels, three Savannah Metro cops, a Sheriff's Department K-9, a TSA van, a couple of customs and border protection. One of them is a X-ray. Van, scan bags.
So they've got a portable X-ray machine out there?
Yeah, and they got about 20 cops standing inside of the bus lobby.
It's crazy.
Yeah, this is America. It's coming to a football game, a mall, the street corner near you.
Absolutely.
Too.
And if you think that that's hyperbolic, you aren't paying attention.
I think it's crazy, though. You can't even ride a bus without being harassed, you know.
It's a sign of just how desperate and how in disrepair. The state is falling apart. They know that the economy is about to go down the tubes. And they know that they're going to crack down and you know, instill this police state and this control grid to really lock down the population and take control, because they're fearing the worst. I mean, that people are waking up en masse to just how criminal and corrupt and out of control this government is, and they like their power and they want to keep it.
You know what the funny thing is? Next to the bus station is a housing project, and people sell drugs and stuff in there. If they want something easy, they could go over there and just... If I'm
they made a shot in there. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, then they might get arrested. Called
Well, they don't have the, you know, they might actually have to get a warrant if they were to want to enter into somebody's. Although if it's a housing project, they probably can. I would imagine the housing project rules state you'd probably have to allow the cops to come in. But what do I know? I've never lived in one.
Yeah, that's the rules. That's the rules. If you find with drugs or if you're in some activity. Even in the city, not even just in the housing project, you stand and get kicked out.
Hey, Mac, thanks for calling in with the update tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and stay safe out there. Again, pointing out that the TSA Viper team, so-called, can show up, and as he pointed out, multiple police agencies usually are involved in this, show up any time to a train station or bus station or port and set up an X-ray machine, set up... people to pat you down.
People that are coming off the bus. What kind of sense does that make?
Well, they want to catch people with money and
right,
drugs.
They're not trying to get terrorists.
Right, right. The suggestion being that a terrorist would blow up the bus, right?
He would have blown up the bus already. Not people getting off.
Let's go to Alex in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Alex, you're on with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Alex?
I called last night, and there was like 1 minute left in the segment, so he told me to call back, and here I am.
Yes. Excellent. So what did you want to tell us about?
Kind of weird. I wanted your guys' advice on some relationship issue that I'm having.
Okay. And for what it's worth, we'll do our best.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Personally, I'm a libertarian anarchist, but my girlfriend is a Jehovah's Witness, believe it or not.
Okay. And what is your religion?
I think you could be both.
I'm a sympathetic atheist, personally.
Atheist? What does that mean?
I feel like if people want to practice faith, that's their deal and
their business.
I'm not
okay. You're not trying to recruit. You're not trying to evangelize atheism, then?
No, I'm not.
Got it. All right, very good.
But the thing is, I don't know if you guys know, but Jehovah's Witnesses, they're incredibly exclusive, and they kind of frown on secular society.
Okay.
So, I would think that would be the case. I mean, it would seem that way, that you'd have to be signed up with the club in order to be part of the club.
Indeed, but the thing is, they're very well known for excommunicating members that interact thoroughly with secular people.
Outside the church, yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you and your girlfriend?
We're both 18.
Okay. And did you know that she was a Jehovah's Witness when you met her?
I had an inkling that she was pretty religious. I didn't know the specifics, but yeah.
Okay.
So my question kind of was, Jehovah's Witnesses are politically moderate. They're told not to be involved in politics at all, but
and not vote, I mean, as I understand it.
Yeah, I'm watching her family life, and it's kind of deteriorating because her brother was actually excommunicated for getting into the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll business.
Okay.
Right. So, and I'm kind of looking for a way to broach the subject of like the philosophy of liberty, basically, to her, without being too incredibly overt and potentially causing issues with her family.
So the question is how you could do that?
How I could do that, yeah.
How long have you been together with this young lady?
About 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months. And how long did you know her before that? What were your circumstances of meeting?
We actually met at the beginning of this semester. We're both in college.
College. Okay. All right. So the question is, what could you, how could you broach the ideas of liberty? Well, are there any issues that you know of with the Jehovah's Witnesses to where they are being oppressed by the government?
Not by the government, no. And in fact, like I said, they abstain from politics completely.
How's the relationship? I mean, is this something you see being a long-term thing, potentially?
It could potentially be, yeah. I mean, her behavior kind of signals to me that she's not completely sure about her faith. So
okay.
That's where my concern comes in. I want to kind of open her mind to a philosophy other than a theistic one.
So, I mean, couldn't you just sit down with her and say, hey, I want to tell you, you know, about my philosophy and, you know, explain where I'm coming from on, you know, my views about government, about politics, you know, however you want to phrase it, and just sort of let her take that in and hear it?
I mean, I could do that. The only issue with this is it's pretty delicate because if I say something that kind of she ends up agreeing with, and then she goes back home to her parents and starts kind of talking like that, she could be potentially excommunicated from her parents who are paying her loans and paying her car payments and things like that.
Well, presumably she would be aware of that risk, right? So maybe you could just suggest to her that she keep this between the two of you.
I could potentially do that, yeah.
You know, I think that sitting down with her and having a conversation about the ideas of liberty is a little too significant. It's a little too much like a conversion.
No, that's not what
I was thinking.
That's not what I would suggest. This is really the difference there is you're not trying to convince anybody. You're sitting her down and expressing, here's where I'm at. Is there compatibility here or are we just too far apart?
Has she ever asked a question about what you believe or what you know, your opinions are on issues?
She's relatively uninterested in politics in general, and it's kind of irritated when I get into discussions about it with friends of mine.
I'll tell you what, hang on, we'll come back here, and if you've got a suggestion for Alex, call in now at 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. And if you like the show, well, then vote for us. It's that time of year. Podcastawards.com is where you can go to cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Now, you can actually vote once every 24 hours between now and December 15th. So, multiple opportunities in which to vote for Free Talk Live. The more votes we get, the more likely we'll be the winner in the politics slash news category. There are several different categories. You'll actually see some other liberty-oriented shows in some of the other categories, like Free Domain Radio and School Sucks Podcast.
Pirates of Savannah.
Pirates of Savannah is also there as well, so you can go and vote for those folks. But don't forget to vote for Free Talk Live in the politics slash news category at podcastawards.com. All you do is select Free Talk Live, scroll down, put your name and email address in the form, click submit. There will be a verification email sent to you just to make sure you're a real live human being, not some sort of voting robot. And then you click the link in that particular email and your vote is registered. And again,
also, if you see Wheels Off Liberty there in that section and you think, oh, I should vote for them too. They've already said that they're going to be our vice winners. So
they've endorsed us.
Yeah, they've endorsed us. And so go ahead and vote for Free Talk Live. Also, you need to understand how important this is to Free Talk Live. We use this as a marketing tool. Many of these other shows, they don't. You know, this is something that I, you know, I'd use it on a daily basis when I talk to clients. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for us.
I just voted while you guys were doing the commercial. It takes about 5-10 seconds.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Now, Mark, you mentioned vote.freetalklive.com. I had mentioned podcastawards.com. They both take you to the same place.
Yeah, sorry. I use vote.freetalklive.com.
All right, so you can dial in here toll-free at 800-259-9231, especially if you have a suggestion for Alex. Alex, are you still with us there in New York?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, so just to recap for those just tuning in, Alex has met a young lady in college. They're both 18. Turns out she's a Jehovah's Witness. Alex is somebody who is a soft atheist. He's not trying to recruit anybody into his atheism. But more importantly, he believes in the ideas of freedom. And naturally, when you love somebody and you come across the ideas of freedom, and I'm not saying you're in love with her yet, but when you care about somebody and you come across the ideas of liberty, you want to share them because, well, you think they're great, and it's a brilliant concept, the idea of leaving people alone, letting people live their lives how they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else. I mean, who wouldn't want to share those ideas with people they care about? It's just the tricky part is that some people bristle a little bit when the ideas of liberty are brought up. Maybe they've been indoctrinated to believe contrary to those particular ideas. Or in your girlfriend's case, to believe not really much of anything. You say that the Jehovah's Witnesses are completely apolitical. They're instructed to stay out of such things.
The reason that they're apolitical is that they believe that there is no government except for the kingdom of God. That's that's the long and short of it.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to believe. I think that a lot of them seem to be more involved in politics than they should be, even though they choose not to vote. They get very interested in political issues. At least that's been my experience. But I think what you should do probably is send out some feelers on different issues and just kind of, you know, I mean, I find it amazing that you've been going out with this girl for 3 or 4 months and you don't have some idea of how she feels about where you stand on particular issues. I mean, what are you guys talking about?
Well, I mean, it's kind of been, I haven't talked to her about it because from what I've gathered, it kind of irritates her when I talk about politics, and there's been kind of a balance between me wanting to speak my mind and at the same time not wanting to debug her, to irritate her. So.
Yeah. I wonder how much worse that's going to get over time. I mean, I think that to some extent, everybody who's sort of a liberty zealot has to deal with that in their life. And some of their family members go, you know, roll their eyes and like, oh yeah, Mark's doing it again. Well, we love that. And you know, to another extent, you have to be able to communicate with the person that that you're going to be spending time with, and they have to listen to and understand your philosophies to some extent. You know, I mean, it just otherwise, it's going to be very unfulfilling for you.
Well, absolutely. It's something that I've been planning on doing. It's just I'm just wondering how I should go about doing it in a way that's delicate and not intrusive.
If politics is really a sore spot with her, then really approach it from a freedom perspective and talk about ideas of liberty,
politics,
non-aggression principle, things like that. That may be a good starting point, is to play the principles of non-aggression video.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Not the principles of non-aggression. The philosophy of liberty.
Yep.
That's a good one, and you can see that over at new.freekeen.com, or you can just search for it on YouTube, and it'll come up. That's a nice little 8-minute presentation. But you don't think that seems a little contrived, Sam? Like, all right, sit down and let's watch this 8-minute video to give you some idea of what I think.
No, it's hey, here's something I care about you. I like you. I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to know me a little more than you do today. This is one of the things I want you to see to really kind of understand where I'm coming from. I know you don't like me talking about politics, and I'm not political at all. I mean, because Alex, you said you were an atheist or anarchist or something like that. What
right, so you wouldn't talk about politics, right? I mean, you're not talking about Republicans and Democrats and stuff, are you?
No.
Okay, so when you say politics, do you mean issues, like things
issues,
that matter to you?
Just like being anti-politics to her is still being political, I guess.
Yeah, I would take it from a principled discussion, a discussion about principles, about morals, about ethical behavior, about right and wrong to you.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any plans go ahead.
I think the video idea is actually a terrific one because she gave me a booklet about her faith, so I guess it's only fair that I sit her down and make her watch it.
Absolutely. That's a great point. There's nothing wrong with doing a trade, like a book trade or, in this case, a video trade, video slash booklet. That absolutely makes sense. That's a very fair thing.
And you can couch it as, this is my morality. This is the philosophy that I believe. This is the moral philosophy that I believe. You've got your moral philosophy, and you believe it in, you know, whatever fashion you believe it in.
Better yet, what about taking a look at her religion, and I don't know much about Jehovah's Witnesses, but taking a look at some of the tenets of her religion and seeing where it would fold in well with the ideas of non-aggression and
ideas
of liberty, and then, you know, maybe approaching the video, having the video prepared and ready to go, and then approaching that by telling her, okay, yeah, I took a look at this pamphlet and you know, here's what I observed, and I liked this, and, you know, this really I agreed with because I believe in, and, you know, just kind of tell her about the ideas based on her beliefs.
A great idea, considering I also have a friend who is a Christian existentialist and also a libertarian anarchist who would probably have more than a few good pointers to give. He's actually listening right now, I think. So, yeah, I'll talk to him about it, too.
I mean, I got to tell you though, trying to mix a Jehovah's Witness with somebody who's not, you're biting off an awful lot, and you may want to consider finding you a nice Amish girl or something.
Take a step up was easier. But, you know, the chances are very good here, Sam, that she's more of the soft Jehovah's Witness,
yeah.
too, because
absolutely. That's totally right.
She's not, I mean, if that was such a big deal to her, she'd only be dating the boys that were at her Kingdom Hall.
Yeah.
And
precisely.
Not the ones that she finds at college.
Absolutely.
And dating them for 3 months when they're, you know, atheists. That doesn't seem, you know, she's not making a mistake here. She knows what she's doing.
Point of information, does she know you're an atheist?
She does.
She does or does not? I'm sorry.
She does know.
She does know. Well, that's very interesting then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's quite a level of tolerance for somebody in a religion like Jehovah's Witness.
Alex, have you seen the movie? Have you seen the movie Devil's Playground?
I have not.
Okay, that's one I'm going to strongly recommend that you watch. It's about the Amish, and they do this thing called Rumspringa, and they go out into the world and, you know, into the devil's playground and do all the drugs and the drinking, and they get jobs, and they work, and they have cars, and do all the things that they're not allowed to do to kind of sow their oats, and then they decide if they want to come back or not. And throughout, it follows the story of several of these kids, and one of them, one of the girls, actually gets excommunicated by her family. So I think that would give you a lot of insight into what she's facing, and you guys might want to watch that together.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, let us know how it goes, will you?
Surely, yeah.
Thanks for calling back in tonight with that, Alex. I'm glad you took the time. I thought it was a good discussion. And it's still open question. Thank you for the call. Still an open question. What are your suggestions for Alex? Certainly, we are not the end-all, be-all of relationship advice here. So have you been in a similar situation? Did you get into a relationship with somebody who was a very religious person? And were you successful at bringing them on board with the ideas of liberty? What tactics did you use? I think we've come up with some good suggestions here tonight, especially the trading idea. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's only some Amish sects do the Rumspringa thing. Some
right.
of them don't, you know, that it's just not acceptable to go out and do that. And you can imagine how difficult it is that, you know, you're 18, okay, go on out there and have a good time in the world. You know, you're raised in a basically a foreign society.
They go wild, man.
But, I mean, you know, it's just...
They have barn parties with, like, 10,000 kids show up because they're all such a connected community.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. It was an eye-opener to watch that movie.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. If you've got a suggestion for Alex, you can certainly feel free to make it. 800-259-9231. Plus more about WikiLeaks. Your calls as well. Coming up. Free Talk Live. R2 next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.